This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now have the video. The head of Pfizer says he's going to work with the FBI to arrest you if you criticize him. This man is a true dictator. This man is our enemy.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Do I blame Drake or do I blame Travis Scott for what happened there? No. But the people running it.
Working on a weekend.
I blame
like
them.
Usual. Way off in the deep end like usual.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Swear they passed us. They doing too much. Haven't done my taxes. I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going.
Paul Joseph Watson's about to take over next segment. But first, I'll play the CEO of Pfizer.
It's a block up. I tell you if it was us.
With an incredible statement.
House in Rosewood. Too plush.
He says that he's being targeted by dark forces.
No, you see my text,
he says he's going to crush us with the FBI and the CIA. That he's already captured.
This is fame, not clout.
I'm here to tell Klaus Schwab and the Bilderberg Group that they're going to fail. I'm here to tell them they're going down. I'm here to tell them Jesus Christ is King. All right, let's go back to Dr. Stella Emanuel. We got a few minutes left for closing comments about this being a spiritual battle, and she can lead us in a prayer, and I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, see, Alex, one, before we go into that, for people that, like I said, everybody needs to go on our website for your listeners. If they put the promo code Alex, they can get a 5% off when they sign up to get their hydroxychloroquine or whatever, even the book or whatever. They can get a 5% off just to help out. So this is a spiritual battle. If you look in the book of Revelation, we are in Revelation and everybody needs to read it. People need to read the Bible. Read Matthew 24. Read Daniel 2. Because when you read Genesis 6, so that we know where we're at right now, you should not matter whether you die or not. If you're a Christian, please don't get corrupted. Because when you're genetically corrupted, you might not have entrance to the Father. So that's what we need to. My mantra right now is die human, die saved. To die in Christ is gain. People should not be afraid to die. The reason why they are able to cage us is because we are afraid to die. There are ways to stay alive. There are medications. There is treatment. COVID is completely treatable and completely preventable. But it is time for the church to arise and pray. It was only the church that was given the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the works of darkness. If the church does not rise up and fight this battle, yes, at the end of the day, Jesus still wins. But a lot of people are going to be caught up in anything. So the church has to get up and pray. And I'm going to pray for the church to wake up. I'm also going to pray for those that have been vaccinated. Repent. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Say, I do not know. Right now, they are giving the mark. They are giving the name and the number of the beast. It's not the mark yet. When it comes to the mark, you are going to know. You're going to know that you're pledging your allegiance to Satan. But if they've already programmed you on the Internet of Things, you're going to pledge it without knowing. You're going to just pledge it.
So that's right. We're almost out of time. Lead us in a prayer, Doc.
So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice. I pray for our people that the light of God will begin to shine in the souls of people. I bring repentance on behalf of those that have been corrupted. Let the blood of Jesus flow through them. Purge them, cleanse them, go deep into their DNA and just begin to recreate them. Your word says, oh God, that you make all things new. Lord Jesus, arise and begin to make all things new in this nation. We pray, oh God, that you have mercy on us, that your mercy will be released upon us, upon the world, oh God. You will rend the heavens open. Come down with revival. Wake us up, oh God, so that we can stand in your presence again. The Bible says that our enemy is too strong for us. Arise, oh God. Contend with those that are contending with us. Save our children. Save our family. Father, right now, oh God, we don't know where to turn but to turn to you. Holy Spirit, take control. Set confusion among these people. Expose their plan. Thwart their plans over humanity right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, take control. Lord Jesus, take preeminence. I pray for Alex. I pray for all of those that are standing in the gap, oh God, that your hand of protection will be upon us, upon our children, upon their families in the name of Jesus. I pray that your cloak of protection, oh God, will be upon every single patriot that is standing in the gap in the name of Jesus. King of glory, I thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Powerful. Thank you so much, Doctor. DrStellaMD.com. We'll talk to you soon, and God bless you. Go with God. Okay, a total declaration of war by the demon head Pfizer CEO. This man is a frickin' monster. We're going to come right back and break it down. Stay with us. If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years and is going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself. Get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient and fund the InfoWar today at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Wow. I had seen the article earlier today on InfoWars.com where the Pfizer CEO said that people that put out vaccine disinfo are criminals and should be arrested. I hadn't seen the full speech at the Atlantic Council. We got an excerpt of it. I've got the transcript. He says the CIA and the FBI are going to get you. You know, he's getting briefings from him. They're being targeted by a lot of dark organizations. Oh, like the parents that don't want forced inoculations at their schools. And then Biden puts out a national terrorism directive saying not wanting lockdowns or forced inoculations is terrorism. And now Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca are getting banned all over the world. And there's in Europe, two countries, Sweden and France, have said don't give it to under 30s because of a massive increase in myocarditis and heart attacks. And then their response is that they come after our 5 and ups with a mandate to take this garbage outside of law and this Nuremberg violating garbage. Is that dark forces are involved? Yeah, the dark forces are Pfizer that's paid the biggest fines in history for drugs they knew were killing people. And Bayer knowingly putting HIV and hepatitis in the Factor VIII blood product that killed over a million hemophiliacs. And the whole history of Big Pharma and the Nazis and IBM and the rest of these people now coming in with their mRNA takeover revolution. God help us. The article's posted on InfoWars.com. Pfizer CEO declares war. Says a lot of dark organizations. Yeah, you're all dark. They'll probably blame the Russians next. No, we want to live. We don't want to be killed. We don't want our immune system erased. CNN admits a man with 4 shots has no immunity. Their answer is more immunity. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the Pfizer CEO declaring war, and then Paul Watson takes over.
There was some fake news during this period of time about the vaccines. You know, all sorts of conspiracy theories. How did you deal with that, and how did you navigate that, and where do you feel the primary source of this sort of fake news was? How damaging was this to us?
I'm afraid it was quite a lot damaging, and there was, particularly with us, we were targeted by a lot of, let's say, dark organizations that you don't really know the ownership. You suspect that there are some countries behind. We were getting a lot of briefings from CIA, from FBI about attacks that may happen to us, cyber attacks, I mean, but also about the spread of misinformation. There are two groups of people, right? There are the people that they are vaccinated, there are people that are skeptical about the vaccination, and both of them are afraid. Those that are getting the vaccine, they are afraid of the disease. And they believe that because people are not getting vaccinated, they are increasing the risk to them. They are increasing the exposure. So they are, let's say, mad with them that they don't get the vaccine. Those that they don't get the vaccine, they're afraid of the vaccine. And they are mad with the people that are pressing them to get it.
And
there is those I understand. Yeah. They are very good people. They are decent people. That they have a fear, and I understand it, and they don't want to take chances. But there is a very small part of professionals which they circulate on purpose, misinformation, so that they will mislead those that they have concern. Those people are criminals. They're not bad people, they're criminals, because they literally costed millions of lives.
And should be treated as criminals as well, those who have done that.
The Atlantic Council is the heart of the eugenicist New World Order. It's one of the public arms of the Bilderberg Group. They're preparing to stage terror attacks against themselves to declare us all terrorists. Paul Watson takes over.
Summit.News Studios in United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
News Hour, and you just heard there the head CEO of Pfizer, Waller, talked about putting people in prison, declaring criminals posting vaccine misinformation. Of course, we had the UK government come out last week and say that they would treat people who post vaccine misinformation as criminals and jail them for 2 years. They actually put that in an online safety bill, which has nothing really to do with vaccine information. It's to do with hate speech. That's how they get it in. Well, now it seems that the UK government is petrified, is scared, is running timid about the fact that people are using their own vaccine virus information posted on official government websites to make inconvenient assertions, again, based on their own information. This isn't about claims that can't be verified, you know, fact-checked misinformation. This is source material being posted directly from UK government websites that they're now freaking out over and trying to shut down their own vaccine statistics because people are drawing inferences which are pretty inconvenient to their narrative. Going to get onto that in a second, but we'll start with this headline out of Summit News. German newspaper highlights unusually large number of soccer players who have collapsed recently. Gee, I wonder why that is. This is German newspaper Berliner Zeitung, a major newspaper in Germany, mainstream newspaper, daily newspaper. I think it's got a circulation of about near 200,000 copies per day. And they put out a headline today, which is called Puzzling Heart Diseases in Football. Oh, what a mystery. And they've gone to great lengths to document how many football players, young, healthy, vital, in their late 20s or early 30s, have collapsed, sometimes within minutes of taking the field, over the past few months. But in the article, they don't even speculate as to whether it could have anything to do with the much-vaunted vaccine, and yet they laboriously list, and they start off with FC Barcelona's Sergio Aguero, who we talked about last week. Again, 33-year-old, peak physical condition. He has breathing difficulties 41 minutes into his debut match for Barcelona. He's suffering from dizziness, breathing problems. They have to take him off the pitch. Now he's going to be out for 3 months with heart problems. They publish a list here. I thought it was somewhat comprehensive. I didn't think it was this comprehensive. Of course, we had Christian Eriksen back during the Euros last year, who was the first major example. We had the hockey player who we talked about last week and in an article which we published on Summit News, Boris Sadecki, who collapsed on the ice last Friday. He was hospitalized in intensive care for a few days and tragically died. We had the 28-year-old bodybuilder Jake Kaczmarek, who died unexpectedly 4 days after taking a COVID jab. So it's not just restricted to soccer players, football players, but they really do go to town on this. This mainstream German newspaper, I'm going to read a few of them. If I read all of them, it'd take about the next 20 minutes. First example, game abandoned due to cardiac arrest of the referee in a game of Laube SV. Second example, a 17-year-old soccer player from JSG Honorhagen has to be reanimated during the game. Third example, Giffhorn amateur player Marvin Schumann has to be reanimated. Again, that's, of course, brought back to life, basically. It's a rough translation. After a cardiac arrest, an assistant referee of a game in Emesaka collapses with heart problems. A district league player of the Speg Older 2 has to be revived by his opponent. A player from the Barati club Munster collapses in a regional league game against FC Nordkirchen. A 17-year-old soccer player, Dylan Rich, dies of a heart attack during a game in England. The goalkeeping coach of SV Nida Poring suffers a heart attack after a training session. Lucas Sorek, 24 years old, of the BFC Chemie Leipzig club, is out because of a suspected heart muscle disorder. Kingsley Coman, 25 years old, from FC Bayern Munich, has to undergo heart surgery after cardiac arrhythmia. Trainer Dirk Splitsteiser from SG Traktor Divitz collapses dead on the sidelines. Rune Koga, 18 years old of the Belgian club Eintracht Holglader, suffers a heart attack during a game. I've gone through about half the list. We've got about 15 seconds left in the segment. I'm not going to get through the second half. This is an exhaustive list of soccer players that have collapsed recently. They go through the entire list and they don't even speculate as to why it is. Gee, I wonder. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, there was a football player in England in 2012, nearly 10 years ago, called Fabrice Muamba, and I remember this, who suffered a cardiac arrest during the first half of a FA Cup quarter-final match between Bolton and Tottenham Hotspur. Basically died on the pitch. It took them... his heart had stopped for 78 minutes. They tried to revive him for a long time. He went to hospital. Basically, people thought he was dead. He actually did recover in the end, but he was forced to retire from the game entirely. That was a news story in the United Kingdom for about a month when it happened back in 2012, because it was so rare for a professional footballer, an athlete at the top of his game, peak physical fitness, to just simply collapse on the pitch, suffer a cardiac arrest, and in that case nearly die. Thankfully he survived. But it was a news story for weeks. People were freaking out about it, saying, why did this happen? This is so rare. Now it's happening every week, it seems like, even greater than every week. As I talked about in the previous segment, this German newspaper has listed about, I'd say, 30 examples at least, just over the past 3 months, I guess, from looking at this. I think they don't even include the Christian Eriksen example, which happened in June last year, which was really the first example that we saw of this. So how does it go from being an incredibly rare happening for a professional footballer, peak physical condition, to collapse and almost die on the field with cardiac issues, to it happening all the time? Gee, I wonder. I really wonder why that is. In the article, they note that heart muscle inflammation, myocarditis, can already occur in the course of banal virus infections and lead to, quote, life-threatening cardiac arrhythmias, but they don't question why. So many have happened over the past few weeks and few months, despite the fact that the article is entitled Puzzling Heart Diseases in Football, and they go on to cite, quote, an unusually large number of professional and amateur soccer players who have collapsed recently. They say it's puzzling. They say it's unusual. But then they don't explain why. It just happened like a bolt from the blue. Just all these healthy, fit, young athletes just suddenly started developing heart problems out of the blue with no explanation whatsoever. Meanwhile, Information Liberation reports hospitals in America, Australia, and Sweden are swamped with people sicker than ever, and they don't have COVID. And this was, of course, contained in an NPR article. We've covered it before. Some of those people are in hospital because of the delayed treatments that they weren't able to get because of lockdown and the disaster that that policy was. But not all of them. And again, they're saying we don't know why we have all these hospital patients. They're not COVID victims. Meanwhile, this is from dailyskeptic.org, and they have a very revealing graph in this article, which is headlined, Awkward Meltdown at the UK Health Security Agency over data showing infection rate higher in vaccinated than unvaccinated. So this is their own source data on vaccinated versus unvaccinated COVID case rates in the United Kingdom from the latest UK Health Security Agency vaccine surveillance report. These are the government's own numbers. And what's funny about this, and you'll see why, is that these people within this agency have been writing letters freaking out, trying to get this agency to either change how they present this data or to not even present it at all, because it's proving to be very inconvenient in terms of what it says. And if you see this graph, you will see in every age group, aside from below the age of 18 and slightly 18 to 29, of course, we know those people show few symptoms and are very unlikely to get seriously ill from COVID. But in every other age group, from the age of 30 onwards, right up until 80 plus, every single age group which has the highest case rate, COVID infection case rate, is fully vaccinated, not unvaccinated. Every single age group, aside from the lowest, 18 and below, and 18 to 29. So this blogger for this Daily Skeptic website wrote an article about, quote, the frantic attempts by the UK HSA, that's the official government body which releases this data, to renounce its own data showing infection rates are higher in the vaccinated than they are in the unvaccinated. And they link to the Substack post. So this OSR director from this surveillance agency, I guess an affiliate agency that patrols what information is being put out, met with the UK HSA, which is the group that produced that graph, the government agency, hours before they published it, demanding they do something about these awkward graphs. He's not disputing that the information presented is accurate. He's just saying, people are going to take this information and it's going to make us look bad. Again, we flash back to the Pfizer CEO saying people who post misinformation that makes people hesitant to get vaccines should be treated as criminals. What about people who post information directly from government websites? What about the person who made a Freedom of Information Act request to the UK government last year and asked how many people had died of COVID alone with no comorbidities in UK hospitals? And they found that it was 1/10 of the official COVID death toll based on the government's own numbers. And they had to publish that on the official Freedom of Information Act request UK government website. Again, that's another thing where it's the source material is coming directly from the government and they're panicking about it being public. So this observer wrote to the UK HSA government group saying that, yeah, these graphs may be correct, they may be statistically accurate, but they're awkward. And they responded by ditching the graphs altogether and calling every last number unadjusted. So they tried to claim that this wasn't as reliable as it could be because they didn't have time to adjust it to make it look better for their narrative. So as this failed to satisfy him, so in the days afterwards, he issued this unbelievable open letter. COVID-19 vaccine surveillance statistics says we focused on the risk that the data presented on rates of positive cases for those who are vaccinated and those who are unvaccinated have the potential to mislead, even though it's direct source government data. And indeed, we know that these data have been used to argue that vaccines are, wait for it, ineffective. Because the fact that you're going to have a booster shot every 6 months until kingdom come surely doesn't suggest that the vaccines are ineffective, does it? The fact that the Israeli studies and others showed that natural immunity was 27 times more effective than the vaccine surely doesn't prove that the vaccines are ineffective, does it? So as we welcome the changes that you've made, so they actually amended it, it's also very good you are working closely with my team and with the relevant teams in the Office for National Statistics. So they're absolutely pranging out and panicking over the fact that this group has published source vaccine data showing that in every instance, in every age group, apart from 18 and below and 18 to 29, all the others, 30 upwards until 80 plus, shows that vaccinated people in every age group are more infected with COVID than unvaccinated. They're absolutely apoplectic that this information is being received by the public, and now they're talking about just stopping the release of it altogether. Very interesting. That is.
I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system. 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue. 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock. 50% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's called Bone Broth Plus. So it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus,
20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the info war, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the info war at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
A while department within the UK government would count about their own vaccine virus-related statistics and beg for them to be amended, altered, or not released at all in case the public get a hold of them and weave inconvenient narratives based on their own source data. We still have the media lying about the current state of COVID infections in the United Kingdom. I've talked about it over the past few weeks. A few weeks ago, at the start of October, middle of October, they tried to create this propaganda drumbeat for a reintroduction of restrictions in the UK based on the expectation that COVID cases would rise into the winter. As I predicted at the time, we had a lot of COVID cases because the school kids, the university students who went back were being mass tested. Now they had their half-term break, and indeed the evidence actually shows that the cases were falling before the half-term break. We have high natural immunity amongst young people who haven't had the vaccine yet in the vast majority of cases, and that's why COVID cases in the UK were set to be on the decline once again, and that's been proven precisely as I predicted it would in the past 2-3 weeks. Doesn't matter, though, because now they're just ignoring the case numbers altogether and, in fact, outright lying about the hospitalisation numbers, again, to pressure to lobby the government into locking us down or at least reimposing masks and all that pointless crap once again. Headline media outlets report fake news that UK COVID hospitalisations are 14 times higher than last year. They were actually lower, but, you know, don't stop the facts getting in the way of a good narrative. UK media outlets report that COVID hospitalizations are 14 times higher than at this time last year. Which, by the way, if that were the case, the NHS was supposed to be completely overwhelmed at this time last year, which is why we had to have another lockdown and why they had to cancel Christmas. If it was 14 times higher now, they'd be absolute bedlam by their own benchmark. But it's demonstrably false. Both Sky News and ITV report the comments of NHS Chief Executive Amanda Pritchard, who used the figure during a plea for people to take booster vaccines. Basically, she used the completely wrong figure and then claimed that it was the latest figure that they had. It wasn't the latest figure that they had. They post the daily hospitalization figure on the NHS dashboard every single day. Anyone with an internet connection can go and look at it, but apparently the much vaunted journalists at Sky News and ITN News couldn't be bothered to do that or deliberately just believed what they were fed by the official government source and blithely repeated it anyway and said that, you know, hospitalizations are 14 times higher. Surely now we need to lock down. It was completely fake news. Maybe they should be put in prison. The government wants to put people in prison for posting vaccine COVID misinformation, and yet the mainstream media does it on a daily basis with no consequences whatsoever. Meanwhile, Scottish nightclubs bypass vaccine passport mandate by placing chairs on dance floor. This is absolutely incredible. Every nightclub should do this. Scottish nightclubs are bypassing the country's shambolic vaccine passport system by placing chairs on the dance floor and announcing that customers' vaccine status won't be checked. Why are they doing that? Because they're all going to go out of business otherwise. Their profit margin is 15%. More than 15% of people in Scotland, young people, haven't been vaccinated. They can't get into a nightclub. The nightclubs are going to go out of business. Bear in mind, this vaccine passport system in Scotland was a complete disaster from its very outset. They had to delay its introduction for 3 weeks because the technology kept failing. And as we predicted, bouncers, nightclub people on the door were getting abused because they wouldn't let people in if they didn't have the vaccine. Shock horror, still a lot of young people don't have the vaccine. So now this nightclub in Edinburgh got around it by placing chairs on the dance floor. And then if you don't officially have a dance floor, it's a loophole and the rule doesn't apply to you because then you're basically a pub, a restaurant, which at the moment don't mandate vaccine passports for entry in Scotland. I know that as of a couple of hours ago, Wales, which passed that dodgy vaccine passport vote because the one member couldn't connect on a Zoom call, the government would have lost the vote otherwise, have now introduced vaccine passports for cinemas. So good luck to all the cinemas in Wales that are now going to go out of business. Of course, in Ireland, they introduced vaccine passports and masks for nightclubs, but they said that you didn't need to wear the mask when you were on the dance floor or when you were drinking. So basically, I guess if you just dance to the bar or the toilet, COVID has some kind of artificial intelligence when it knows when people are dancing and doesn't infect them. And yes, that's a rule that's still in place, as stupid as it is. Meanwhile, Dr. Banned from using social media over masks do nothing claim takes case to High Court. A doctor who was banned by the General Medical Council from discussing COVID-19 on social media after claiming masks do nothing has taken his case to the High Court in London. This is Dr. Samuel White, whose registration with the GMC was put under threat after he posted a video to Instagram and Twitter in June in which he said he could no longer stomach the lies surrounding the NHS and the government's response to the pandemic, which he said was so vast while also asserting that, quote, masks do nothing. Of course, this is an assertion that was made by Dr. Anthony Fauci himself back at the start of the pandemic when he admitted that masks were completely pointless. Typical store-bought face mask, he said, is, quote, not really effective in keeping out the virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. That's a quote from Dr. Anthony Fauci. That was echoed by another sage government advisor, Dr. Colin Axon, even more recently, who noted that the COVID-19 virus particle is up to 5,000 times smaller than the holes in the mask. But keep wearing your masks from that 10-yard walk from the restaurant door to the dinner table, because it's absolutely vital. COVID knows when you're walking from a restaurant door to a dinner table, just as it knows when you're dancing, and that's when it either chooses to leave you alone or infect you based on your movements and personal behavior. It's developed artificial intelligence at this point. Meanwhile, in Germany, Angela Merkel says, quote, we did it. Suggests 2015 influx of migrants into Germany was a huge success. This is during an interview with Deutsche Welle, which occurred, by the way, about a day after a Syrian migrant stabbed four people on a high-speed train in Germany. Great success, obviously, that was, importing all those Syrian migrants. She was asked about a 2015 press conference comment in which she said Germany's ability to absorb large numbers of refugees was basically, yeah, we can do it. Now she's backed up that claim 6 years later and said, quote, yes, we did it. Despite some setbacks, there are many positive stories that emerged from the policy, according to Angela Merkel. What those positive stories were, I don't really know. Maybe it was the 1,000 German women who were raped and molested by North African migrants on New Year's Eve in Cologne. Maybe it was the rejected asylum seeker from Somalia who murdered three women in Würzburg with a knife just a few months ago. Maybe it was the case of Maria Landenberger, the daughter of an EU official who was raped, murdered, and dumped in a river by an Afghan migrant who entered Germany as a refugee after this policy that Merkel introduced in November 2015. Maybe that was one of the positive stories that Merkel's talking about. Maybe another one was the 2016 Christmas truck attack, which was carried out by a failed Tunisian asylum seeker. Maybe it was the Afghan refugee, Abdul D, who stabbed his 15-year-old German girlfriend to death because she broke up with him. Maybe it was the drastic increase in violent crime, as even reported by Reuters, which a study showed was more than 90% the fault of young male refugees. Again, a lot of positive, glowing examples of how Angela Merkel's 2015 policy of allowing up to a million migrants from North Africa and the Middle East proved such a sterling, shining success for Germany and continues to be. I'm going to come back and go to this social engineering in TV commercials video, really important video coming up. I'll cover a couple of final news stories too. Summit.news, don't go away.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
We'll go to this video in a second, but I just wanted to touch on a couple of final news stories quickly. In America, every elected official in U.S. city of Hamtramck is Muslim. This is the Michigan city of Hamtramck, with a Muslim population of over 50%. Who voted for themselves as an identity bloc. The six-member city council of Hamtramck will consist of all Muslims starting in January, another historic first for the Metro Detroit city. The newly crowned mayor of this city, Amer Ghalib, is also Muslim, meaning that all of the city's elected officials will be Muslim. Nothing like a bit of diversity, right? Which apparently means no white people. Voters in Dearborn and Dearborn Heights also elected Muslim mayors for the first time, while the new city councils will each have three members who are Muslim. So they're basically almost majority Muslim now too, in terms of their representation. No doubt leftists would celebrate the outcome as a victory for diversity, since that apparently now means no white people. But of course, if you talk about this in the suggestion that it may be harmful or negative in any way to Native American people, to black people, to white people, for to not have that representation and not to have actual diversity, as Tucker Carlson has done, if you talk about mass migration being used as a weapon to flood the country with loyalist voting blocs who vote Democrat, then of course you're engaging in dangerous great replacement conspiracy theories, even as the same people who call you a dangerous conspiracy theorist openly pursue such policies. Well, they're talking about it in France, as we had with the poll last week, where
61% of French people believe that they're being replaced with migrants from the Middle East and North Africa. That's going to be a central issue in the French election, but in America, you can't even talk about it unless you say it's a good thing and then suddenly you can talk about it and it's all rosy and great. Meanwhile, 39%, yes, 39% of 18 to 24-year-olds in America now identify as LGBTQ. This is a poll by Arizona Christian University. It found that 39% of them identify as LGBTQ. 25% of Americans aged 25 to 37 also identified as LGBTQ. Do you think that's actually because they're transgender, bisexual, gay, or whatever? Or do you think it's because of mass social and cultural engineering teaching them that this is how you display your uniqueness in the world as you're growing up, even as everybody else does it, so it's not even unique? Is that the real reason? Or are they born transgender? Are they born gay? Are 39% of 18 to 24-year-olds born gay, bisexual, or transgender? Gee, I wonder. Or is it the media? Is it culture? Is it Hollywood? Absolutely incredible. Of course, we had the previous Gallup poll, which Glenn Greenwald talked about and was called transphobic for doing so, which showed that the vast majority of people who claim to be bisexual are not engaged in bisexual relationships. They're engaged in straight relationships. So they're just claiming to be bisexual so they can claim that they're LGBT, so they can get all the special privileges and rights and victim status that's proffered on them once they make that identification. Going to leave it there, though, because we've got this video. We've got about 6.5 minutes left. It's a long video, 15 minutes. You can watch the rest of it on summit.news, but we're going to play out with it. In terms of LGBTQ and in terms of these identity politics issues, why are people believing in them? Why are they embracing them? Is it a natural, organic occurrence? Or is it because they're being brainwashed into embracing them? I think this video kind of answers that question. So we're going to play out the rest of the segment with this. War Room is coming up after, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But here is social engineering in TV commercials. Remember when TV commercials used to inform you about the product being sold?
If you've got wood to stain and you want it to dry quickly, use Ronseal Quick Dry and Wood Stain. It does exactly what it says on the tin.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember that. Well, now advertisers are getting a little more ambitious. Why waste time on the product being sold when the product being sold is you? Behold our newest ad campaign, Tasty. Are you sure this will help us sell more burgers? Burgers? John Lewis recently released an ad for home insurance featuring a young boy wearing a dress, makeup and heels. Are you sure this will help us sell more home insurance? Home insurance? Within weeks, the ad was cancelled. Not because of its ethically dubious amplification of drag queen kids, but because it was deemed potentially misleading. Because you can't claim home insurance for allowing your kid to trash your home. Maybe if John Lewis had actually concentrated on the details of their service rather than their effusive zeal to portray a boy in lipstick, the ad wouldn't have been banned. But it's not really about the product anymore, is it? This year's Halloween ad for Twix Chocolate Bar features a boy facing discrimination for wearing a princess dress. A witch nanny then comes to the boy's aid after he's confronted by a bully.
Hey, you! Princess! You look like a girl. Why are you wearing that?
The witch nanny then conjures up a magic trick to disappear the bully. So parents leave the kid alone until the new nanny comes. She forces herself in, then murders a playground boy. All because he said they look different. Are you sure this will help us sell more Twix? Twix? But hey, who am I to judge? Why shouldn't young children be exposed to the alphabet experience? After all, it's such a healthy lifestyle. When kids aren't being bombarded by gender-bending confusion, they're being blitzed with pandemic porn. Last year, the NHS terrified children by showing Santa being wheeled into the hospital on the verge of dying of COVID. Heineken, the beer company that proudly supports the total abolition of all borders, at least remains consistent by insisting that there shouldn't be any borders when it comes to public toilets.
only if you've had your shot and displayed your vaccine passport. In what has to be the most obtuse, left-field and awkward strong-arming of social engineering into a crisp commercial ever seen, Grandad dies, goes to heaven, and comes back as a gay ghost.
Hermano, como te extraño. ¡Tío Alberto!
¡Qué sorpresa! ¡Yubo, la familia! ¿Cómo están? ¿Quién es él?
Es Mario, mi pareja.
Are you sure this will help us sell more Doritos? Doritos? Look at this charmingly quaint snapshot of suburban British life. Bear in mind, this is an ad for Bingo, which has an age demographic not much lower than the Queen of England. Bingo. Are you sure this will help us sell more Bingo? Bingo? Just saw something incredibly rare the other day. A white heterosexual man in a TV commercial. And get this. He wasn't being humiliated. Incredible, I know. Barely believable. I mean, it was Chris Hemsworth, but still. Makes a change, doesn't it?
What do they want for Father's Day? For the media to stop portraying dads as buffoons. Doofus dads, right? I mean, that's all we ever see.
It's just a burst pipe. I can fix it.
And my husband is,
You missed a spot.
Seal, shape, and let Oven Pride do its thing so he can do more. Oven Pride. So easy, a man can do it.
Okay, maybe it was my fault.
She told me to kill the weeds.
And you did, along with the grass.
I used the wrong stuff.
Oh, there were dead spots everywhere.
That's making dinner.
Oh, it'll be fine. Maybe.
It used to be that TV ads made fun of men for being unable to care for babies. But that wasn't subversively antinatal enough. Now women can't be shown to be caring for babies because that would further gender stereotypes. The UK Advertising Standards Authority banned this Volkswagen commercial after just 3 people complained. Note how the only stereotypes they refuse to amplify are the ones that are positive and wholesome. An ad for Apple's iPad Pro encouraged women to erase men altogether.
I'm someone different. I'm free.
Another Apple commercial showed cloned white men jumping into the sea like lemmings. This PC specialist ad was banned in the UK for perpetuating harmful gender stereotypes because it didn't feature any women. Despite PC specialist's core market being 87.5% male. Furthering harmful negative stereotypes about men, however, is not only allowed.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.